broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking.
Johnny, you better give Vinci's loan sharks a once-over.
Okay.
He won't give my outfit the once-over. Keep him away from it.
What are you afraid of?
I don't like the way your face is fastened on.
Well, I'll be down tomorrow morning and give you a chance to change it.
You're not running liquor anymore. You're in big business. I pulled you up out of the gutter. And you take a chance on ruining a $200 million gold mine to satisfy a grudge. Well, it's a fine way to pay me back for all I've done for you.
Well, I wouldn't pay you back that way, Al.
Well, I hear they got the big shot detective down to side. Must be tough not being able to kick the boys around anymore, making them tip their hat to you.
But they still do.
To a Bronx flatfoot?
Fenner is Kruger's number one man. If anything happens to Kruger, and I'm going to see that it does, Fenner moves up. But I'm not going to let him because I'm going to step into Mr. Fenner's shoes.
You started this racket. You ought to have a share in it.
I suppose Mr. Blake will let me have it.
He'll have nothing to say about it. I'm running things from now on. If you want the Bronx and Harlem districts, they're yours. If you need protection, you'll get it. You don't trust me.
I don't trust anybody.
I've never seen it fail. Whenever mugs get into a scrap, the first thing they do is they start knighting each other. Say, I thought you were smart, Al.
Keep on talking.
Finally got wise to you. You're through.
Oh, no, I'm just starting.
Copper!
Interesting opening tonight. The title of this hour is Bullets or Ballots. It's all based on the writings of one of my regular contributors. And that was not the title of the article. I spent a considerable amount of time going through getting this article ready to post and publish, and I had another one I did beforehand, but the more I read it, I realized it was a terrible, terrible article to post. And as I began to work on this article by Justin Smith, one image after another came to me. I have this very unique ability to choose the right images, and I've got well over 10,000 images in my Federal Observer image archive, my library, as it were. I can't think of the names of all of them, but in many cases, I may attach a name. I may attach something off the wall. But because of a comment that Justin had left in his article where he made reference to ballots or bullets, that's what gave it away. And I switched it. Bullets or ballots. You'll understand why. The opening music that we did tonight was very brief. And then we ran to this rather lengthy 4 minute or so recording. Some of you may recognize some of the voices. Humphrey Bogart. Edward G. Robinson. A film that was done back in the late 30s, maybe early 40s, entitled Bullets or Ballots. And once I chose that image, I knew what had to take place. And so, and I'm slowing up my delivery here for a very unusual reason, an exceedingly rare reason. So I want you to sit tight, and then we're going to begin to share this story with you. It's profound. I have a series of certainly comments, pieces that we're going to share. We may do something very unusual with this program. I can't guarantee it. Bullets or ballots. The insanity of it all. In the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, author of The Gulag Archipelago, the line between good and evil runs across every human heart. The corrupt and evil, immoral Americans, my friend, within our society have greatly soiled and damaged our society by regularly being successful in re-electing, honestly or otherwise, their own ilk to high offices across this land. Those who regularly lie, cheat, violate the law and the Constitution in order to protect one another and grow their power, and thus their own oft ill-gotten gain. Just look at Biden as he continues to brazenly forgive billions of dollars in student loans, thus favoring one group of citizens over another, hoping that he'll get those students votes. People who went into debt are being rewarded for bad behavior, and their debt is being passed on to good, decent, hardworking people, many who could not afford to go to college, thus penalizing them. I think about this in terms of our great granddaughter, Taylor. I've been in the air since June of 1995, people. When Taylor was born, she became the absolute love of my life. She and her mother live with my wife and I and her brother in our home in North Phoenix for a number of years. 3 years, as a matter of fact. And when we sold that house and moved out, moved up to a home up in the Western Desert, exquisite place that we paid $220,000 for, and 10,000 square foot lot with an amazing pool and 4 bedrooms, and you know, it's just an amazing neighborhood. Made some phenomenal friends up there. We don't really associate with neighbors, but we did in that neighborhood. Our daughter and our Tater moved out same day, moved in an apartment. Why is any of this stuff important? Because by the time Tater entered high school, Oh, and believe me, I spoke of Taylor many, many times throughout my broadcasts over the years. And in later years, Kylie as well. And of course, my little one, Sophia Rose. But Taylor's mother only got involved with two functions in Taylor's 4 years at high school. Taylor was basically living with us, as was Kylie. My wife and I have spent over half those children's lives with them living with us. We are raising them. Taylor's mother came to one football game. Taylor was a cheerleader from the very beginning. Taylor's mother never appeared at another function at that high school. Not a single one. The last time she showed up was at her graduation. That was it. The only thing that our daughter did was somehow manage to manipulate federal funding, which paid for well over 90-odd percent of Taylor's college education. She went to ASU. Taylor began to work at the age of 16. She didn't go crazy. She saved her money. Yeah. Obviously, there was a fee to stay in dormitories, but that was covered. Mm-hmm. And then I think 1 year she wound up moving into an off-site apartment. And part of the federal government paid for a portion of that. But guess what? The point is, 4 years in America, Arizona State University, my granddaughter Taylor continued to work and go to school. And when she graduated with 3 degrees. My wife and I did not put that much money into her needs, but we were there for her if needed. And so what in the hell's going on? All these other kids go out and get loans, and now my wife and I are having to pay for the loans that Joey forgave? Why don't I sue the federal government for not kicking in more? So that maybe our granddaughter would not have to have worked. The problem, my friends, lies within the hearts and the minds of too large a percentage of the American people, those who have rejected God and a righteous way of life. Just wait to see the poop show that follows. For once the dregs of the world who are currently invading our country set up shop and gain a legal path to citizenship and the right to vote? Ho, my friends! America's troubles are just starting. For just as a person cannot be of two minds, or two separate ways of thinking, when it comes to making important life decisions, neither can a nation be led by two separate and widely different minds or ideologies, since it leads to continued confusion and chaos going back and forth between the two, each one undoing the works of the other. Only one can prevail. Only one must prevail. For any sane, right-thinking individual, that one can only be the one that defends, protects, and raises up and expands freedom and individual liberty for all Americans. And restoring those principles of freedom and liberty will necessarily demand bloodshed and violence, simply because without the conquest and eradication of the enemies of freedom within America's domain, Those who constantly demand and fight for our end. No one will ever be able to rest confidently or easy in any newfound freedom. Do you understand what I just said? Restoring those principles of freedom and liberty will necessarily demand bloodshed and violence. Simply because without the conquest and eradication of the enemies of freedom within our domain, those who constantly demand and fight for our end, no one's going to ever be able to rest confidently. Who are the enemies of freedom within our domain? My friends, we can begin by looking at Washington, D.C. We can look at our elected officials. We can look at our leaders throughout this nation. These are, my friends, dangerous and perilous times. And they demand that people of grit and action who know that sometimes a piece of paper and the writ law are not enough to secure and maintain our rights. There are days and times that demand hard men take up arms to secure that which God has granted, not to be undone by other mere mortal men who would be kings and or minor gods upon this earth. None of this would be happening in America today, my friends, if only the majority of our people. And that includes those of you who are out there listening to this program tonight. If only the majority of our people were truly listening to their better angels, departing from their own avarice and greed and racism and need to control others for no good reason other than they crave raw power. Remember those words of Solzhenitsyn that we opened this segment with. The line between good and evil runs across every human heart. And so you see, we begin understanding that there is a repugnant thing to every patriotic American. And that is that we do not trust the federal government. In the words of Cicero, who lived back in the time of 106 BC to 43 BC, Cicero said, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But a traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men, but he rots the soul of a nation. And he works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city and infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. My friends, there isn't anyone in his right mind who wishes to see Joe Biden remain in office after 2024. Even most Democrats. And for the majority of conservatives and independents, we have all been horrified over the unfolding of one of the most lawless, tyrannical administrations in U.S. history. And Americans across the country, by and large, view the days of the Biden regime as the most divisive, contentious, and dangerous times of our lives. Traumatic times that have the people at one another's throats. And every cognitive thinking individual understands that America is being destroyed by primarily the Democratic Party communists, and it's all being done by design. Biden and his gang of Marxist Maoist thieves, they don't give 2 cents for American lives, for how our people can survive under his burgeoning, heavy-handed, off-tyrannical, destructive anti-American policies. As every man-jack among us has witnessed from the first day he set his damned ignorant ass down in the Oval Office. But then one only has to look back at the previous 40-odd years that he spent in government. Whether we speak of border security, energy, employment, or the economy, my friends, we are inundated with lies and prepared lies backed by manufactured data that always paints a perfect picture and tells us to ignore our own lying eyes. I won't go into all the details because unless you're hibernating in a cave, you either know the truth of the matter on the issues or you don't, or you've chosen to ignore them. And our friend Justin has addressed the most serious and important issues of the day ad nauseum over these past few years. But essentially, our borders are far from secured. Energy is reaching sky-high costs. The economy is only good for the stock market hustlers, not the average American. Inflation is an accumulative 18%, not the 4.4% that the government tries to sell us on. Unemployment most certainly isn't so low as 3.7% when a huge percentage of American men have dropped out of the job market. 24 million are underemployed, barely employed, and in so many cases barely making ends meet. And yet in the meantime, the Biden regime is adding $1 trillion to our national debt every 100 days. My God. These useful idiots and the media whores who have spent the past 8 years supporting the Democratic Party, Marxist, Maoist, anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-Trump, anti-white, and all woke agenda are currently being laid off by the thousands. And the small-minded, bribe-taking, corrupt politicians who mandated the useless COVID vaccine and vilified those of us able to think for ourselves are now frequently being injured by the jab, along with their family members. But then don't forget those who were injured or, in fact, died from the jab. Wouldn't have to worry about employing them anymore. Makes more jobs for illegales. But surely, these folks didn't really believe that betraying America would bring them some kind of special privilege now, did they? Huh. Hold on, people. Because karma, or God's judgment, is going to be a bitch when it finally comes around. Oh, does that offend you? Good. Maybe it'd make you sit up out of your chair real quick and say, whoa, what, huh? Let's take this a step further. Let me suggest that if you support Biden and the many lies he currently pushes, and I don't suspect anyone out there listening does, but they're probably spies that are. And if there are spies out there listening and reporting on the kind of stuff we're reporting on, then guess what? You're exactly what's wrong with this country. Weak. The moral people who are far too willing to stand on the backs of the producers and take what you damn well please. Even though you've done nothing deserving or recompense or reward. Either that or you're just plain too stupid to know better. Or maybe both. My friends, this is what the American people have finally reaped by being double-minded. allowing subversive anti-Americans to enter and flourish within this country and failing to prevent the Marxist-Maoist infiltration of our education system and our federal government? Within the last week, I've reported about a Chinese alien who, if I remember correctly, I don't have it open in front of me, who is not even a citizen, and she's been appointed as some position within one of our state governments. We've talked about over the last few months the number of farm land, huge land, being bought by the Chinese. Well, these are not Chinese American citizens. Oh, no, 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 no. It doesn't work that way. We got a lot of illegals coming in. They're representing the Chinese government. I've shared the stories with you of schools that have been completely taken over and are now owned and controlled by Chinese in this country, in Estados Unidos. Ladies and gentlemen, we set our nation on its course to suicide a hell of a long time ago when we flung our gates to all comers, despite any foreign ideas that they tightly held when they were antithetical to our constitutional republic's guiding virtues and principles. We once saw two parties who loved America, whose differences mainly laid on whether the federal government's role in society should be limited or expanded. We now see two parties converging in many ways to ensure the destruction of our republic. You notice I don't say democracy. Stay with us. I need to calm down and have a little dance with Kim. I'll be right back. Welcome back. There are times that I need to calm myself a bit. And I need that dance at the picnic with Kim. As we went to the dance, we talked about things that we all saw in most of our lives. We did see two parties who loved America. Differences were mainly laid on whether the federal government's role in society should be limited or expanded. But these two parties today have converged, and they're ensuring the destruction of this republic. And yet within the Republican Party, there still remains maybe a 30% contingent that is vehemently and diametrically opposed to this fundamental transformation of America, still moving full steam ahead under the Biden regime. As good conservative Republicans know this to be a antithetical to every virtue and principle, totally against everything our founding represents. Repugnant thing to every patriotic American. My friends, our economic system is being forced towards a more totalitarian structure from the current fascist system that has held for over 100 years, moving the American people towards the worst of all possible worlds. The very notion of a free market is turned into a fiction or something that is non-existent. And this current regime, and one can call it the Biden regime, but we all damn well know it's not the Biden regime. It's the third segment of the Obama regime. Far more control going on behind those doors. Joe does not have the mental or physical condition to do what is right. And don't think his opposition has got it either. I read a headline today that I've not had the ability to follow through with. There is a group of psychologists that have gotten together, and of course there could be political crap going on here too, who've come to the conclusion that Mr. Trump has got some similar issues mentally in his capabilities to that which Joe Biden has. Biden's 81, Trump's 77. I don't want to be sitting in 4 years where we're sitting right now with the same kind of mentality. The Biden regime and its Marxist Maoist allies are intent on creating a utopian society, one that cannot exist in any free society. It's all being modeled on China's surveillance and social credit system, in which an individual's remuneration is made to correspond to how many social justice points that you may have on any given day. That's a model and a lie that paints a pretty picture of a life of ease and plenty for all who climb on board. And yet, in fact, it creates a deeply impoverished society on the whole and a disastrous loss of individual freedom and liberty. Something anyone who has ever read Orwell's works already understands. My friends, this current regime is willing to destroy every last written record, every statue. And it's happening. Every standing law, every last vestige of freedom and liberty, every piece of history. If that's what it takes to hold on the raw, unrestrained power, and they're willing to go further, to cheat, to steal, even to murder when necessary. But come on, they certainly didn't bat an eye whenever their acolytes and Antifa BLM were doing the dirty work for them. Murdering, maiming people, burning cities to the ground. One of our good friends, Christine Allen Holm, recently exclaimed that they get away with it. And that's why they keep doing it. We embolden the criminals. We'll continue to grow worse. Yes, my friends. The American people unfortunately have allowed the government of we the people to be turned into one massive good old boys and girls club. The self-interested, self-aggrandizing, greedy, power-hungry psychopaths of the country from which the ordinary American is excluded. Government at all levels, city, county, state, federal, has become the most attractive and lucrative profession for criminals and traitors of all walks of life, seeking to achieve their own goals and often working to the detriment of all America, much as we see today under the Biden regime and his criminal family, and they are. You know, it's interesting. Last night I saw an inclination of something which I read more about today when the information came out. Our governor of Arizona, the one who was in position to control the votes when she was running, yeah, never mind, apparently has overturned a law in the state of Arizona which will prevent our sheriffs and police from arresting illegal aliens and putting them in jail? Well, as we all know, my friends, Trader Joe and company is well known for saying, to my friends, everything, to my enemies, the law. Ew! No, wait. That wasn't Trader Joe. No, those words came from another dictator by the name of Oscar Benavides. Benavides. I have to be careful. I was born with the name Beneventi, which is Italiano. But Benavides is of Peru and made that statement back in the 1930s. But then you see, they sure summed up what he and his Department of Justice have done under Merrick Garland. It's now open season on any and everybody who opposes this regime in any meaningful way. My friends, we're well aware of what it means to the Marxist Maoists, to the Biden regime, to hold the power that comes by way of controlling and weaponizing this U.S. Department of Justice. The law, or lack thereof, doesn't matter to these anti-American commies, only that they hold the power. It is their people who determine what the law says on any given day, as they use this power to punish their political opponents and enemies. But they don't just use it to punish their political opponents and enemies. They use it to punish we the people. We continue to see this play out on multiple levels as Donald Trump fights for his life against a multitude of false indictments. Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden are given a free pass by the Marxist Maoists within the regime. And they've done far worse. It's all beyond obvious that the federal government and many state governments are rife with people who seek to eradicate constitutional governance and the U.S. Code in general, all in favor of rule by arbitrary edict and diktat, as though America was still ruled by a monarch. All manner of wrongdoing within Congress, the White House, and many federal agencies goes without a peep in the Department of Justice or any other pertinent agency, such as Susan Rice's leaking information to harm Trump in 2016, and Obama putting his seal of approval on Hillary Clinton's false Steele dossier. And now we got Joey's China connections. And the obvious fact that he is compromised by the Communist Chinese Party, and thus is compromising America's ability to properly defend herself against China's current and numerous aggressions against America. Ho, my friends, but heaven forbid that you and I should go deduct a fat ham sandwich from our taxes
Straight to jail you go. Off with your heads. That would be heard emanating from the lips of every Democrat. The Biden regime has turned lawlessness into an art, and a substantial part of its power base. Oh, all of this started as a gambit when they discovered that elections for city DAs could be bought using extremely small sums of money or by running third-party candidates who split the vote, with the Soros gang leading the way to gain unaccountable control over several city legal systems. And then, of course, there was the power that came with it. That's been purely incredible as we see it currently used to interfere in the 2024 election in an attempt to keep Trump off several state ballots. A matter soon to be resolved in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, I'm sure, but one cannot help but be left astounded by this democratic party communist movement that so brazenly makes up crimes and infractions to destroy those who dare stand against them, so outrageous as to beggar belief. Personally, between you and I, my friends, I can sit back and say to myself, my God, is there anyone in this nation who is worthy of becoming the president of the United States? Maybe that's their goal, to cease it all. Well, keep in mind, according to the stories we heard, Trump supported inflated the value of several of his properties and business deals with New York banks. And even though everyone got paid and made money and there were zero victims, an insane New York attorney general and an insane judge wanted to simply whisk away over $350 million of Trump's wealth. I would ask, to give to whom? In light of there being no victims, to put in the pockets of local Democratic Party criminal cronies? Just who will get the benefit from the theft of Trump's personal wealth? For the mistake of quoting what a property was worth to him? Trump has borne the attack of the rabid Judge Ingeron, who is doing all he can to burn Trump's empire down to the waterline. And yet in the meantime, the GOP seems to be quite feckless and unable to properly combat this lawlessness. What? Why? Lest they fall prey to its jaws and are chewed into a greasy pulp of weak, fetid nothingness? I mean, come on, one's got to give them credit for going hard after Hunter Biden and the access to Joe that he and Uncle Jimmy were selling to the Chinese and other foreign agents. The thing I find interesting is that the media continues to not even reference the involvement that the Bidens have had with this Ukraine mess long before this war began. But just think, if it was Trump's family members involved with taking millions from Burisma for basically doing nothing of any readily observable worth, my friends, people all across the board would already be before the juries or in prison. Everywhere it counts most, across every agency and institution, Americans have lost confidence and trust in the federal government. We now see a collapse of faith in our country as we see an illegitimate regime running roughshod over the country with extremely little pushback by comparison. And while some of us would love nothing more than to see America fully united as one people with one like mind, it is an impossibility, a complete impossibility, when the Democratic Party and Joe Biden act as the enemy from within, an intent of destroying traditional America, her foundational virtues, principles, and our republic. My friends, a person either understands when his freedom and liberty is under an extreme existential threat, or he does not. And those people who see it have a duty to themselves and their families, if not, in fact, America herself, to rise up against any infringement or violation of their inalienable God-given rights. Do you not see that that is a part of your responsibility, my responsibility? Stop turning your head looking for somebody else to do the job for you. I don't give a damn your age. There are those who physically can't do it. But you can do what I can do. You can open your mouth. You can reach out to people. You can attempt to influence people to get them to understand why the hell it's all gone to hell. Whose fault is it that it's all taken place? I hate to say this. It is the fault of we the people. We've sat back. We've turned on the television. We've gotten entertained. I so often have shared with you, I did it again maybe a month ago, the last time I took a caller on the air. John Stapmiller had done one of his fundraising 2-hour programs one day. And John could get pretty loose with his mouth. And on that particular day, he stated, if you people don't support this network, I'm going to shut the goddamn thing down. Those were John's exact words. I knew John would call me later that night and ask if I would fill in for him the next day on his 2-hour set, because he did not want to have to deal with the callers that would call him and ream him for his attitude with the statement that he made, etc., etc. That was John. I agreed to take the program. And some calls began to come in. One guy came from what the heck did I term this guy? Just a real redneck hillbilly. Don't get offended by that. And the guy openly said these words to me. Well, I don't know what we all going to do if John shuts the network down. I mean, I listen 14, 16 hours a day. And those were his exact words. I have never forgotten those exact words. I didn't care about the accent. That accent didn't offend me. That is the moment I decided that's it. I turned to this gentleman on the air and said, sir, why do you listen 14, 16 hours a day? I said, why don't you find the programs that are of the greatest importance that give you the greatest guidance as to what you need to do? Find 4 to 6 hours a day. And get off your butt and start making a difference in your own home. Reaching out to your family or your neighbors or your neighborhood or the town you live in. Do you ever bother to go to school board meetings? Do you go to the city council meetings? Or are you too wrapped up tuning into RBN to listen to every host, blah, 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 blah? I made the decision that was it. I have never taken a caller on the air since. I'm not going to waste my time with that kind of a mentality. But keep these things in mind. One individual arises and then another, a group, however small or large, forms itself when knowledgeable or simply intuitive people move forwards the righteous truth, life, and liberty in all matters concerning how they are to live their lives. And this regime is a dictatorship being implemented and operated by the unaccountable apparatchik and people living and working in America who truly hate her. Hate this nation. This regime, my friends, must be destroyed. before Biden, the stuttering, rambling, off incoherent figurehead, carries out the final bidding of those behind the scenes with the death of America written upon their hearts. And how it's ultimately accomplished, whether by bullets or ballots, does not matter. Not one whit to me these days, given all that's at stake. So long as real justice and true freedom and liberty for all is the end result. Commentary by Justin O. Smith, delivered by Jeffrey Bennett. I hope that you will take the time, for those of you who have computer access, please go to federalobserver.com. All that I've shared with you during this hour, under the headline Bullets or Ballots, which is the name of tonight's program, by the way, certainly my side comments outside of that which Justin had so masterfully written. You can pick up the archives to pick up my side comments, but the images say so much. The image posted at the top says so much. I will not sit down. I will not shut up. And I will not comply. I'm an American, and I'm sick of the corruption in D.C. Keep these minds, these words in mind that I have shared with you so many times over the years. The phrase, the fall of America, suggests some cataclysmic event ended the American empire, which had stretched from Maine to California and Florida to Washington. But at the end, there was no straining at the gates, no barbarian horde that dispatched the empire in one fell swoop. Rather, the empire fell slowly as a result of challenges from within and without, and changing over the course of hundreds of years until its form was unrecognizable. Oh, title of tonight's program, Bullets or Ballots? As I mentioned nearly an hour ago, it was kind of a reversal. Justin's final sentence read, how it's ultimately accomplished, whether by ballots or bullets. That's what gave me the key. As many of you know, I'm an old Hollywood movie freak, and I knew I had this poster. And I posted it and converted the title of this hour tonight. I don't know if ballots are going to get the job done. The balloting is too well maintained and controlled, my friends. We may have no alternative but the other. Oh, and when we open the program tonight, we open with a Dylan piece of music, and then we switch to something interesting, the original Hollywood introduction to the movie Bullets or Ballots. Thank you for being with me. I will see you next Tuesday. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Good night.
These are the days of the open hand. We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with ignorance and legitimate excuses. The rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak out. Dead skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take all my chances, say. I sang it 20 years and a day, there's nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love, Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to hope, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.